Letter entitled All Good Things, a thank you and an explanation by Troy Royal Man Olson. So here we are, early October in Kansas City, and of course the Royals are no longer playing baseball and the Chiefs are quickly dropping out of the race. For me, October means a long deserved break, sort of. October means no baseball, no roller derby, and normally is my vacation from life. Not so much this year, but that's a story for another article. For me, this October means putting away for the very last time something I have become for 3 years. This October means putting away Royal Man one last time. I have been asked why so many times since I made the announcement on Twitter recently and then on Facebook shortly thereafter. The reason why it's over will take far more than 140 characters to explain. That is why I'm writing this. I love baseball. I love it more than any other sport other than roller derby. I call opening day the best day of the year, but this year it stopped being fun. The Royals organization does not care about the fans. They hide behind rules supposedly made by MLB, but yet I've never seen these rules at any other stadium. They treat their fan-facing employees badly and make them fear firings, preventing them from giving the best experience to the fan. They make up what they are going to enforce as they go along. For 2.5 years, I stood in the same spot as Royal Man. I was told many times it was fine as long as I stayed back behind the black line and out of the walkway. All of a sudden this year, standing room was foul pole to foul pole. Yes, it's written that way, but for 2.5 years, that didn't matter. They have stripped numerous season ticket holder benefits because they could, because we were stuck if we all wanted all-star tickets. They didn't give them back for 2013 either. What they did do for 2013 was raise prices, both on season ticket holders and individual tickets. Oh, and remember how it was difficult to give us Royals Fan Fest in January because of the Fan Fest of the All-Star Game in the middle of summer? If you buy that, then I've got some oceanfront property for you in Nebraska. Another part of why I'm hanging the suit up is cost. The real me went to college on student loans, which have come due, and the book learning ain't cheap. And that, add that to the desire to buy a house and take care of other debt, and it only makes sense to spend less on tickets. Adding to the cost is lack of time. There's 81 home games in a Royal season, and even making 60 of those is very daunting at times. How superfan Chris has made every game for over 5 years is beyond me. I have other interests other than baseball. Hard to believe, I know, but it's true. I've been a roller derby announcer for Dead Girl Derby in Riverside and now Black Snake Roller Girls in St. Joe since both began. And that has opened doors for me to call events as large as the World Championships of Roller Derby in Toronto, so I find myself missing games in the heart of summer for that. I'm also the online voice for Park Men's and Women's Volleyball and one of the voices of IBN Sports High School Football. On top of that, things come up, like having 5 funerals this last summer in Nebraska. Frankly, I don't think it's fair to claim to be a super fan and go to half of the ball games. Finally, I need to refocus on my health. Before you all knew me, I weighed over 300 pounds. I did all the right things and got down under 225. And as you can tell, I'm back up to the 280 range. It's hard finding time to exercise while attending so many games and the other time issues I mentioned above. Maybe I will return someday as a slim, trim Royal Man. So that's the why. Now, let me say that the last 3 years have been some of the most amazing of my life. I've met so many of the amazing people and had so much fun. Some people find it hard to believe that I never did this for attention, and I didn't. I did this for fun, and it was. I stopped once it wasn't. I have lived some of the dreams because of this. I have had my own radio show, and I have a very successful podcast because of this. I leave it behind with no regrets. I will stay on Twitter as KC Royal Man because, like PC Bearcat said the night I announced I was hanging up the costume, KC Royal Man is more than just a costume. It is in my heart and it always will be part of me. I am going to thank some people, and I am not going to mention some of you, but that doesn't mean I'm not thankful for your contributions to the last 3 years of my life. I was at the K one day thinking how the Chiefs have superfans and the Royals should too. The next year, both Royal Man and Superfan Chris were born at separate locations, and the Royals had something special, even if they didn't know it, even if they didn't want it. I have been so grateful for all the amazing folks who have come along for this crazy ride. Thank you to Sean Sharif, who's now in Dallas, who was the first to put me on the air on 610 one night out at the K. To Nick Wright, or as most of you know him, at Get Nick Wright, for always supporting me and my work. He was one of the first ones to have backed this crazy idea, and even once said, I deserve a press pass. I'm pretty sure this letter will not help me towards my cause of getting one of those. To Jay Binkley and the guys of the original Three Guys in a Garage, Jay made me part of their show on 1510, and it's a major reason why I started doing the Royal Man Report, which you now know as the Kansas City Baseball Bowl. Jay has become a real friend, one of the best people on the planet. And on a note that I didn't put in the letter, but to those of you listening, if you don't listen to 610 from 2 to 6, you're missing the best show in town solely because Jay's on that show. To Ty and Jay from Soundtrack of the Week at SOTW Podcast, you guys are the best, a little crazy, very weird, but when it came to me, you're always legit and you've been great friends. To Bob Fesco, Josh Klingler, Danny Parkin, C. Dot Harrison, and anyone from 610 I haven't named, they've all been so supportive of me. To the guys of the Big Dumb Fun Show, BigDumbFunShow.com, for promoting me and caring about me as a friend, also for letting us use their studio very inexpensively. To Aaron Gnurk for hours of guidance and direction with the Royal Man Report. To Greg Shum, who's always supported Royal Man and my show. He sent out a call to arms the night that I had my car accident and was in the hospital. I received so many tweets because of him that made my recovery so much better. This is just a surface of the great things that Greg has done. To PSA Prez, who made my awesome Royal Man hat while I was in the hospital. This guy's also made the KC Baseball Vault and Echo website logos. Use him when you need graphic design and shirts printed. My hat will also be retired with the rest of the outfit. To Superfan Chris for just being awesome and becoming a great friend. Carry on strong, my friend. To Casey Yeti, Brian McGannon, BH and Devmo, and all the folks that have been there since the beginning of Royal Man, especially Yeti, who's become a good friend and ran the original server for the Royal Man Report. To Chris Kamler and Jeff Herr for their work on the show. To Chris for the home for the show for months. And, of course, the great Kelly's Westport Inc. commercials. To both of them and all of the Echo Network guys for being great friends. And this show, of course, will continue with Jeff, Mike, and I, as it always has. To Michael Engel, who embraced doing a podcast with a crazy tights-wearing superfan for 2 years now and has become someone I truly consider a friend. The show will continue as long as we can keep it going, and I have big plans for it. To my girlfriend, who dated a man in tights for over a year and never complained, heck, she bought me a personalized bat that reads, KC Royal Man's 3 years in tights for the love of the Royals. Never had any idea that it would end at the end of the season when she made it for me at the beginning. But I think it pretty well symbolizes everything that the last year was. To Matt from KCTV5 for the awesome stories you did on me. To the 2,500 of you that are on Twitter who have supported me, you have no idea how special you all are to me and how awesome it makes me feel to know how many people care. To the haters out there, screw you. I had fun. You made no difference to me. Man, it was fun. Thank you all so much. It was always for you, about you, the average fan. It's not the end of an era, but it is a changing of times. So that's that. And I do appreciate everybody that's been involved. And it'll be interesting to see if I actually do end up at games next year in normal clothes. I don't know what that will mean. You know, I don't know what that'll be like. It's been a while since it's happened. So, but you know, thank you to everybody that's been part of that, and thank you especially to you guys. So,
yay! It's a new chapter.
Yeah,
new chapter.